Sirach 2:7:1 Many have sinned for a small matter, and he that seeketh for abundance will turn his eyes away. 2:7:2 As a nail sticketh fast between the joinings of the stones, so doth sin stick close between buying and selling. 2:7:3 Unless a man hold himself diligently in the fear of the Lord, his house shall soon be overthrown. 2:7:4 As when one sifteth with a sieve, the refuse remaineth, so the filth of man in his talk. 2:7:5 The furnace proveth the potter's vessels, so the trial of man is in his reasoning. 2:7:6 The fruit declareth if the tree have been dressed, so is the utterance of a conceit in the heart of man. 2:7:7 Praise no man before thou hearest him speak, for this is the trial of men. 2:7:8 If thou followest righteousness, thou shalt obtain her, and put her on as a glorious long robe. 2:7:9 The birds will resort unto their like, so will truth return unto them that practise in her. 27:10 As the lion lieth in wait for the prey, so sin for them that work iniquity. 27:11 The discourse of a godly man is always with wisdom, but a fool changeth as the moon. 27:12 If thou be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men of understanding. 27:13 The discourse of fools is irksome, and their sport is the wantonness of sin. 27:14 The talk of him that sweareth much maketh the hair stand upright, and their brawls make one stop his ears. 27:15 The strife of the proud is bloodshedding, and their revilings are grievous to the ear. 27:16 Whoso discovereth secrets loseth his credit, and shall never find friend to his mind. 27:17 Love thy friend, and be faithful unto him, but if thou betrayest his secrets, follow no more after him. 27:18 For as a man hath destroyed his enemy, so hast thou lost the love of thy neighbor. 27:19 As one that letteth the bird go out of his hand, so hast thou let thy neighbor go, and shalt not get him again. 27:20 Follow after him no more, for he is too far off. He is as a roe escaped out of the snare. 27:21 As for a wound, it may be bound up, and after reviling there may be reconcilement, but he that betrayeth secrets is without hope. 27:22 He that winketh with the eyes worketh evil, and he that knoweth him will depart from him. 27:23 When thou art present, he will speak sweetly, and will admire thy words, but at the last, he will writh his mouth, and slander thy sayings. 27:24 I have hated many things, but nothing like him, for the Lord will hate him. 27:25 Whoso casteth a stone on high, casteth it on his own head, and a deceitful stroke shall make wounds. 27:26 Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that setteth the trap shall be taken therein. 27:27 He that worketh mischief, it shall fall upon him, and he shall not know whence it cometh. 27:28 Mockery and reproach are from the proud, but vengeance, as a lion, shall lie in wait for them. 27:29 They that rejoice at the fall of the righteous shall be taken in the snare, and anguish shall consume them before they die. 27:30 Malice and wrath, even these are abominations, and the sinful man shall have them both.